When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Turns out maybe the Browns just don't care. It's Chris Carlin and Courtney Cronin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on your smart speaker at Play ESPN Radio. We've got so much to get to today, including who actually wants Baker Mayfield to be their quarterback, and things were even worse in Jacksonville than we had even anticipated. But let's not waste any time. Let's roll.
Here we go.
Only one place to start.
The Cleveland Browns are trading with the Houston Texans and acquiring quarterback Deshaun Watson.
My Browns finally care about winning. That's all we've been about for 20 years.
Let's kick it off with Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Courtney, the Browns gave Deshaun Watson $230 million guaranteed, $75 million more than he had before, and they issued a statement over the weekend speaking about empathy to the highly personal sentiments that have been expressed about this decision to bring in somebody who has 22 pending civil litigations against him currently regarding sexual assault and harassment allegations, mind you. But Courtney, this is a situation where the Cleveland Browns absolutely did not care one bit about it. They cared about winning, and apparently to a lot of their fans, that's just fine.
Yeah, winning at all costs, and it does cost quite a bit, very clearly, in the price tag that came with Deshaun Watson, a whopping record, $230 million fully guaranteed, which is crazy because you think someone who has all of this baggage around him, yes, he was not charged in a criminal court, but he still has all of these civil suits that are just hanging over him. His value actually went up. I mean, were you as surprised as I was to see what the actual price tag was on Deshaun Watson?
In the trade and the money? Yes, absolutely.
Yes. I did not think he would be going for that high of a price, but that shows you the Cleveland Browns are all in on winning a Super Bowl. And if we're looking at this from a football perspective, they saw the value of what Deshaun Watson is at 26 years old, hasn't played since the 2020 season, and they were willing to go all in and give him every penny, every last penny of that $230 million because they think he can get them over the hump. Now, the statements that came out on Sunday from D and Jimmy Haslam, a separate one each from Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, all talked about having Deshaun Watson here, moving forward, going through a quote-unquote comprehensive, extensive process to make sure that they were doing their due diligence when they did the background to figure out, is Deshaun Watson going to be the right fit culturally here, given everything that transpired in Houston from 2020 to 2021. They didn't talk to any of the victims, though. They did not talk to the victims' lawyers. That came out from Tony Busby about 2 hours after those statements were released on Sunday afternoon. And I think that that just makes the words that came out on a piece of paper that were put on Twitter, it makes it ring very hollow. And I think a lot of fans around the NFL right now see that and can see it for what it is, a team that wants to win, that is choosing winning at all cost, overhearing all sides involved. Basically, what I gathered from that, Chris, is that they had their conversations with Deshaun Watson. Remember, last Tuesday, I believe it was, members of the Browns brass and the front office flew down to Houston to meet with Deshaun Watson face-to-face and talk with him. They clearly got his side of the story. What they didn't do is get the side of the story of the 22 victims who were alleging really bad things that Deshaun Watson did. So it kind of feels like they did half of their homework. So I'm curious what this comprehensive process is going to be explained as. I don't think we're going to get an answer, though, because this is not just your big-ticket free agent like Russ Wilson getting introduced to the Denver media last week, and it's happy, happy, joy, joy with Nathaniel Hackett dropping, you know, curse words in there because he was so excited, and Russell Wilson meeting with the media, all of that. You're not going to have that same sort of treatment with Deshaun Watson because of the sensitive nature of the subject matter that we're talking about here and the questions that he's going to have to answer. I don't know when we're going to get those answers from the Browns and from Deshaun Watson himself. Like, they have not put any sort of timetable out there about when there will be actual media availability where they have to be accountable for the move that they just made. Like, I think that they're hoping they can get by on these statements for long enough and that eventually it's going to die down. I can promise you, though, it will not, because people will still remember, hey, we haven't asked you about this stuff yet, and you're going to get the questions whether you like it or not.
Courtney, they did the part of the homework that they wanted to. They heard what they wanted to. They investigated what they wanted to. There was absolutely no legal reason why they couldn't reach out to the victims and at least try to get their part of the story. So how is that considered an extensive, tremendous amount of time in an investigation? In the statement, which, by the way, is not just from Jimmy Haslam, who I've heard from plenty of times, but purposely including his wife, Dee Haslam, who I've never heard from before. Yet now we're going to make sure to get her in there to make it look even better. Now we also hear in this statement just as much about Deshaun being a great teammate, about his devotion to helping others, and about all of his charitable work inside the community. And that was equal to the amount that we heard about accusations. The Browns heard what they wanted to hear, and Deshaun Watson picked them. They were told he's not coming, and then they said, okay, what do we have to do? $230 million guaranteed, highest NFL contract ever, by $80 million, and protect him in case he gets suspended so he loses the least amount of money possible. That, to me, says it all. The Browns can say whatever they want. They didn't give a damn about anything else. And it's not one or two other accusations. It's 22. It's 22. So whether or not you want to try to take the higher moral ground and say we're empathetic to anybody else, just stop. Just say we're interested in winning, and that's it. At least have the guts to speak what the truth of the matter is.
And this is where we teeter the line of, like, what are the moral expectations for a football team, for a sports franchise? If they are supposed to be leaders in the community somehow and uphold this standard of we only bring in people who do have, like, a clean bill of health from a perspective of that, like, includes Deshaun Watson and everything that he did allegedly off the field, like, then that's one thing. But I think NFL teams are kind of pushing back on this a little bit and saying, we are trying to win football games. We have a job to do just as you and you and you have a job to do. Let us do our job and let us try to get it right. And that they shouldn't feel the need to have this higher moral ground where, you know, they're representatives of society or a microcosm of society. And I think you can make a good argument there that maybe we put too much weight on these sports teams to actually do the right thing when all they're trying to do is win football games.
Now,
and
I
that
understand
sucks.
It.
I hate that feeling.
I get that, too. It's
so conflicting. If you are a human being who has a pulse and a conscience, if you're a fan looking at this saying, man, I love the fact that my team, the Cleveland Browns, went all in and they're trying to win. Because think about how many awful quarterbacks they've had over the last 10 years, dating back from Baker Mayfield recently, who got them to one playoff game and clearly wasn't a quote-unquote adult enough to play the position, all the way back to, like, Deshaun Kizer and all these misses that they had. Johnny Manziel, when you want to talk about moral conscience and all the other things that went around him, they've dealt with this stuff before, and that's frustrating. They care about winning. I wish that they would have just said it like that, but they would have gotten crucified if they said it like that. So they put out this statement that rings hollow with a lot of words. There were a lot of words on that statement that came from Dee and Jimmy Haslam. And yeah, you're right, Chris. It was calculated to have his wife's name in there too. Yes, she is a co-owner of the team, but Jimmy is the front-facing owner of that team. That was the move to say, look, we have a woman involved here. She read through everything. She talked to Deshaun. She signed off on it. It must be okay. That does not make it okay whatsoever. The fact that they didn't talk to any of the victims involved. They just talked to Deshaun Watson. They said, Deshaun says he's cool with it. He didn't do anything. Everything's great. We're moving forward. That's what they want to do. They want to close the book on this and move forward as quickly as possible. Newsflash, that's not going to happen because there are a lot of questions that they have left to be answered that they have not answered themselves. And I don't care when it's going to happen, but there's going to be a barrage of it. And rightfully so. They have to answer for every single question that comes their way on this subject matter.
And I guarantee you this, they gave him enough money to ensure that he could go and try and settle those suits as quickly as possible.
$10 million a suit. $10 million a suit if you end up like doing the math.
Yeah. Or are they going to protect him from that too? Listen, you're right,
protected him on that contract though.
Oh, they absolutely did.
The part that makes me sick when I read it was the $1 million base salary for 2022. So he's inevitably going to be suspended. I don't know how short it's going to be.
And let's be clear. Even if the league held off, they could change the next year and structure it so that he only loses $1 million again by guaranteeing all of the rest of it up front as a bonus. I mean, the Browns can say whatever they want. We can talk about all the women's initiatives that the league does and all this stuff. All that matters is winning. And he's... whether or not he's guilty in all of this, that's all to be determined. We get that. But at the same time, like, this is beyond insulting on the other end. This is, we've gone far and above what we've had to do to try to make this happen. We are just getting started. It is Chris Carlin, Courtney Cronin in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. In just a bit, we are going to get the actual lowdown on how this all came together, including what exactly did the Browns do when they talk about their extensive work in researching Deshaun Watson. We get the answer on that and the reaction in Cleveland in moments. Chris and Courtney, this has been Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. It all is next on Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Cleveland Browns are trading with the Houston Texans and acquiring quarterback Deshaun Watson.
I'm ecstatic that we signed Deshaun Watson, and I'm ecstatic because it's time for a new chapter.
Wasn't much more to it than that. Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com. Chris Carlin, Courtney Cronin in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. So much reaction from Cleveland, and Courtney, so much of it so far has really been based in fans excited. Like, from what we've heard from some of the callers in Cleveland on ESPN Cleveland, fans just excited for an organization that they feel for the longest time has not prioritized winning, and they have gone over the top in doing that in this instance.
They sure have, and I can understand from a football perspective when you have alleged, or at least, like, you know, foreshadowed stability at the position. You have somebody who led the league in passing during a year where his team had 4 wins in 2020. Deshaun Watson is an excellent football player, if we're just talking about it from, like, the football side of things. So, of course, I can understand a team that has been starved for being a competitive franchise, and it felt like these last couple years they were teetering, that they were there, then they weren't, then they were, then they weren't. Now they actually get to get over the hump because you have somebody who is a transcendent quarterback talent, and there's so few of those types of people in the NFL. So I can understand Browns fans being super jacked about Deshaun Watson, number 4, the football player, a part of the Cleveland Browns and leading the team from the quarterback position. Of course you'd be excited about that.
All right, so let's get more perspective on this and how the Browns went about their investigation. We welcome in ESPN NFL insider Jeremy Fowler, who joins us right now on the phones. Jeremy, it's Courtney and Chris in for Greeny today. When the Browns say in their statement, Jeremy, that they did extensive research and extensive work on this situation, what did that look like?
Well, Chris, Courtney, great to be with you. And, you know, from what I was told, the Browns started to work on Deshaun really at the end of the season. Like, even in late December, early January, they knew they could move on with Baker Mayfield. They could kind of go with or without him. They were sort of looking at the whole quarterback landscape, but they had interest in Deshaun. I was told that included hiring a private investigator, outsourcing that process to look into, you know, his character, his background, look into the case. Now, should they have reached out to the lawyer? Probably. Tony Busby, that is. But yeah, from what I was told from a few teams, that it can be tricky when you do that because then you don't know how the lawyer is going to use that information publicly against you. And plus, you're dealing with a criminal investigation, civil cases. Like, do you want to get yourself in the middle of that? So those are just things that the teams weigh. I don't know if it's right or wrong or not, but that's sort of the process.
Busby said in a statement to John Barr from ESPN's Outside the Lines that no NFL team had reached out to him during the entire process when Deshaun, you know, was cleared of criminal charges, and then it looked like a lot of teams were going to get involved to try to trade for him. Did that surprise you?
Yeah, probably a little bit, Courtney. You would think that somebody would make that leap, but it also doesn't surprise me because that's sort of the NFL in a nutshell. You know, that's just something teams typically don't do this when we run into these kind of cases. Like, rarely do we see that kind of legwork. They do their own work, and it's sort of vague as far as what an internal investigation really is. So, you know, I'd always like to see a little more, disclosure and kind of the process and what they're actually looking into. Because to the casual fan, you know, it's sort of unclear. You know, it's one thing to look into somebody's character, but it's another to try to be deep into what has actually happened regarding allegations beyond just what we read and see.
Jeremy Fowler, ESPN NFL insider, joining us. Chris Carlin, Courtney Cronin in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio. Jeremy, try to make sense of this for us for a second from this standpoint. You have the league who has so many different initiatives showing how much they want to get women involved in the league and how important women are in their fan base, yet you have a team that on the flip side just went and paid the most amount of money guaranteed ever by $80 million to somebody with 22 allegations against them. And they're putting out a statement about it. I understand that. But I guess what I'm trying to figure out is how the league reconciles this with themselves, so to speak.
Well, I don't know if that's possible. You know, I think it was going to be a difficult situation regardless. That's why other teams involved were unwilling to go as far as Cleveland did with the guaranteed money. I know Carolina was one, Atlanta as well. I think that really it came down to ownership decisions. You know, this really has little to do at some point with GM Andrew Berry, let's say. He did the legwork to put themselves in a position to get Deshaun Watson, but this is an ownership call at this level. And Cleveland's ownership, Jimmy Haslam, they were not to be outdone in this case, and they were just determined to get the quarterback, backlash and all. And, you know, this is an organization that's had some problems, too, with ownership, some of their own investigations. So, I don't know if there is a way to reconcile it. I think, the league will have to levy some sort of punishment. The ballpark I get around the league with talking to other teams is maybe 6 games. You know, maybe that's a sweet spot that he gets punished but won't get a full season. Maybe it could be more. It really depends on how the civil case goes. And really, Deshaun has been open to fighting that and going through depositions and coming to some sort of guilty or not guilty verdict on that, which would be really interesting because a lot of these cases tend to be settled.
And what will also be interesting is how many games of that potential suspension he'll actually serve, because we've seen this before with Ezekiel Elliott, Jameis Winston, Ben Roethlisberger getting levied suspensions and then not actually serving that amount of the amount of games that they were initially given. One thing I wanted to ask you about was dating back to last Thursday when the statements released that Deshaun Watson has taken Cleveland out of the mix, and then they all of a sudden find their way back in. We can infer that it was due to the amount that they were going to pay him, but do you have any idea like what the initial offer looked like and what they came to the table with before they had to up the ante to $230 million fully guaranteed?
Well, I think the contract offers were that, I think that was more fluid. The original offers were just about what the trade compensation would be, and that Houston GM Nick Caserio wanted all that up front so they wouldn't have to worry about it later and have some sort of drag-out negotiation. So that made the process actually easier. But I didn't start to hear much about the contract until Friday morning that was going to be an issue. So it became clear that his agent, David Mulugeta, was looking for an entirely new deal, where that really hadn't been part of the process that I had heard, maybe behind the scenes, because he had just done a deal, 2 years ago, and at the time that was a fair market deal and paid him a lot of money. So, but it just became a situation where 4 teams, all desperate for a quarterback, were willing to do whatever it took for the most part, and that gave them an incredible amount of leverage to knock out some details at the last minute that are still pretty shocking.
So those 22 allegations that are now civil suits that are still ongoing, those are all, for the most part, like based in Houston. So it's still a thing down there. But from a football perspective with the Houston Texans, this is over. Like, they got Deshaun Watson out of their franchise. They got a host of draft picks back in return. And we're not really talking about the Texans anymore. It's almost like this has, become like the Browns storyline, and it's no longer a Texans storyline. What's the vibe that you get from inside that building? I know Nick Caserio said Saturday that getting this done provided clarity, but where do they go from here? And is it almost like a collective sigh of relief that it's finally, the saga is over for them?
Yeah, so that's, it's interesting because they were concerned and have been for a while about the implications of letting a top quarterback, despite all the issues involved, walking out of your door. And that's what happened here. So you have a new GM who inherited this mess, and you really, there's no guarantee that you're going to get a player of that caliber ever again at the most important position. So it was never a trade that was going to work out positively for Houston because of the situation that Deshaun had put them in by demanding out. And so now, they're just really trying to get as much competition on the roster that they can. They're clearly another year away. Really, the last two free agencies have done nothing but, mid-level 1 to 2 year deals in the range of, $2 to $10 million, really pretty reasonable contracts, no star players. Really, all the old players, except for, Laremy Tunsil and Brandon Cooks, are off the books now for the most part. No big cap hits. So it's really intriguing that they're set up to put it all together and put together a nice little team. And, they have a ton of first-round picks. They're loaded up with the draft. But, do you ever have a chance to get the kind of quarterback again that you had? Probably not. And so it's hard to know how competitive they're going to be.
Jeremy Fowler joining us, ESPN NFL Insider. Chris Carlin, Courtney Cronin in for Greeny. All right, Jeremy, for me, last one on Baker, and that is, what does the market start to look like for Baker Mayfield, and what teams could be interested in acquiring him?
Well, Baker Mayfield wants to go to the Colts. That's his preferred destination. I'm told the Colts are really looking at all their options, Jameis Winston and free agency. And, you know, they're going to be open to just about everything. And so, I just had something came in I'm checking on. But, you know, they the Colts like potentially Matt Ryan. You know, you have Baker Mayfield in Seattle could be a fit. And so a lot of moving parts that will fall into play.
All right. We appreciate it, Jeremy. And we understand the phone is buzzing all the time during free agency.
Free agency does not stop just because the first week is over. Jeremy knows that well.
No deal. No doubt. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks again.
Thanks. Jeremy Fowler, ESPN NFL Insider, joining us. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause of your pesky check engine light for free and help you save time and money down the road. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. So what does this all mean now for Baker Mayfield, and what has the reaction been in Cleveland? We get into that in 30 seconds. First up, though, the job search can be frustrating. It can be a journey filled with long, lonely hours on the computer and countless attempts to get noticed by employers. ZipRecruiter gets it. No one wants to feel alone in their job search. That's why ZipRecruiter's AI does so much of the work for you. They save you time by sending you jobs you can apply to with one click. And they pitch your profile to employers so you stand out. Job seekers, feel the love. Sign up for free at ZipRecruiter.com. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter. The Colts fascinate me, Courtney. They do. And I actually think that it would be a good situation for the Colts, and it would be a good situation for Baker. There's no getting around his biggest problem has been maturity. And you would hope that this situation would give him the kick in the pants, so to speak, that he would need. You would hope that that would be the case at 27 years old. If you're the Colts right now, are you going with Baker Mayfield over what your other options are?
What are their other options?
All right.
That's what you have to ask yourself, because I understand, like, we had Mary Kay Cabot on game day yesterday, and when she said that the Colts were not as hot on Baker as Baker was on them, I kind of thought, huh. I wonder why that is. Oh, wait, did they not just go through this a year ago in trading high draft capital to go get Carson Wentz and then had to find a way to get him out of there after less than a year of him being there? Like, I tend to think that they're a little gun shy on that, because there were some of the same issues: inconsistent play, questionable leadership in the locker room, all the things that Baker Mayfield has surrounding him right now. And, you know, the stuff that's been leaked out from people in Cleveland and Chris Mortensen's report that they want a quote adult at quarterback. A lot of those same things you heard with Carson Wentz in Philadelphia. So do they want to try to run it back, that same formula that they used last year to get Carson Wentz, to get someone like Baker Mayfield? I'm not so sure. Maybe they're waiting to see what the price tag will go down to, because he has $18.8-ish million guaranteed on that fifth-year option. Cleveland might be on the hook for quite a bit of that, and the Colts want to get him at a bargain. Seattle might want to get him at a bargain. The fact that there's no teams right now chomping at the bit to go get Baker Mayfield, I think is telling that everybody else in the NFL, 31 other teams, saw what Odell Beckham Jr. saw this year, and probably rewatched that 9-minute clip on YouTube of him missing open receivers and passes sailing above their heads, all of that. Why are you going to, like, go all in on someone like that? And yes, I understand Indy, it's something that you and I have talked about, is a perfect fit in the sense that you just run the offense. You've got a good offensive line, a terrific running back in Jonathan Taylor, all the things that Baker needs to succeed in order, you know, that you'd put around him. But I'm just not so sure they want to go that exact same route that they already just went through and probably still have a little PTSD from the Carson Wentz 1-year experience in Indianapolis. they might try to go another way. But beggars can't be choosers. You're right, Chris. There are not that many other options out there. So who, if it's not Baker, then Jimmy G, Matt Ryan, who else?
Jameis Winston, as Jeremy just mentioned.
Jameis Winston, good stopgap quarterback for a year, maybe two.
Here's Mary Kay Cabot from yesterday when she was on the show with you and Shea Pepler on game day from Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer, talking about the interest that is out there for Baker Mayfield.
I know he would like to go to the Colts. Not sure that the Colts are as interested in him right now as he is in them, but that's his first choice. I talked to sources around the league yesterday. I didn't get the feeling that the Seahawks were necessarily ready to jump in on anything. But remember this, the Browns are probably going to have to pay some of his $18.86 million salary for next season. And if a team finds out that they can get him at a bargain basement price for like a mid-round draft pick and a financial bargain, then they will be more interested.
That is what I'm talking about when I say that it's a good fit. You're picking up at least half the money, and I'm not giving you much because what leverage do the Browns have here? They have none. So take the fourth-round pick and take half the money and make it work because otherwise you're going to be stuck with a $19 million backup quarterback, and that's not going to work for Cleveland. I can't imagine he would even see the roster, and that's a massive, massive hit that they would have to take later in the year.
Yeah, there's no way that you could keep him on the roster just from a character or, you know, the concerns that you'd have in the locker room of that being a big distraction of having Deshaun Watson, who does have a lot of baggage surrounding him right now, and he's going to be trying to reinvent himself, prove himself to his teammates, the locker room in Cleveland, the fans, and then you'd have a disgruntled Baker Mayfield behind him. No way in hell that happens, but if teams want to wait this out and see who blinks first, I guarantee Cleveland will be the ones doing just that because they've got to move him at some point. They have to. And if you can, if you're them and you want to move on that quickly, I mean, you just guaranteed Deshaun Watson $230 million. Money is not a thing. Like, that is exactly what that says to me about Cleveland. They'll eat half of that, and then they'll end up shipping him off somewhere else to give him the fresh start.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good, really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless. Now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Chris Carlin, Courtney Cronin in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio. Up next, what has been the reaction from the fans in Cleveland? We'll hear some of it in just moments. You're going to want to hear it because it's pretty interesting. Next, Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Cleveland Browns organization released statements about the Deshaun Watson acquisition.
The Cleveland Browns put out 3 statements to rationalize with themselves that they did the work, and now they're leaning toward believing him.
So as you can imagine, plenty of lively reaction in Cleveland. Chris Carlin, Courtney Cronin, in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. We'll get to that in 20 seconds. Did you know that you can listen to Greeny commercial free? That's right. You can listen to all your favorite ESPN radio shows and much more without the ads on TuneIn, the best audio app for sports fans. Just download the TuneIn app to get started. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Why I got into this business was sports radio callers. They're amazing. They're awful. They're everything in every possible way. And when I say awful, I say in a loving way. But at the same time, it would fascinate me to hear what the reaction is in Cleveland to this. So let's hear some of the reaction, Courtney, in Cleveland. These are all from ESPN Cleveland 850. Let's hit our first one.
I'm ecstatic that we signed Deshaun Watson, and I'm ecstatic because it's time for a new chapter. As much money as we spend on these Browns tickets to go see these guys perform, all we want to see is them
That's
compete.
Fair.
Deshaun Watson is a competitor. He's a competitor, and I feel like this. He's not from Cleveland. His first time here. I'm pretty sure he's probably listening in to these radio stations to see how the city is embracing him, and I feel like this is what we should do. We should embrace this guy because whether we like it or not, we got him for the next 5 years. He's our quarterback. Let's show this guy some love. Okay, he did what he was. The allegations that's against him are there. You know what I'm saying? We can't look past that. That's not a joke. It's nothing to play with. But at the end of the day, we signed this man to throw a football. And that, at the end of the day, that's what we're going to want to see. We're going to want to see him throw the football.
And look, that's not surprising because, and I hate to put it this way, but especially in a town like Cleveland where they have done as much losing as they have over the years, you understand where that perspective comes from of, let's just go win, and let's actually welcome this guy in and let him know that we've got his back.
Think about the quarterbacks that they've had over the last 10 years since D and Jimmy Haslam have owned the team. Johnny Manziel, Brian Hoyer, RG3, Brandon Whedon, Austin Davis, Josh McCown, DeShone Kizer, Kevin Hogan, Cody Kessler, Tyrod Taylor, Baker Mayfield.
Like, this is
amazing.
Now
they have DeShone Watson. One of those things is not like the other. And I get it. Like, it's the most important position that you have to get right if you want to win games. And none of those other guys were even serviceable to that point to help them win multiple playoff games. Deshaun Watson can be that guy. He's a transcendent quarterback. I know everybody wants to throw around the term generational talent. Like, let's see on that. I mean, he is a transcendent quarterback, and there's not that many scheme transcendent quarterbacks out there. I can name about four of them, and he now falls into that mix. So I get it. You spend money on tickets, you don't want to see a losing product.
No, and look, the Browns have done nothing but lose over the years, and they actually felt like they had it at first with Baker Mayfield. Let's hear the next one.
I'll tell you what happened yesterday when I got the news, okay? My two teenage kids were sleeping, and I saw it on my phone, and I screamed so loud. I was so happy. I was jumping up and down. I woke both of them up because I know that my Browns finally care about winning. That's all we've been about for 20 years, okay? And I'm not here to judge anybody off the field, okay? That's not my business, okay?
All right, first of all, the news came at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. What are your kids doing sleeping at 5 o'clock in the afternoon?
Sounds like someone needs to get a job. Okay.
But secondly, I mean, look, there's wanting to welcome the guy in, wanting to do that, and then there's that. I'm not going to judge anybody. I'm not going to do anything. I am a little bit more surprised that it hasn't been a little bit more balanced so far. And it's only a couple. We've got one more to listen to. Let's hear it.
I am totally fine with putting this guy on board as your quarterback.
Okay.
I will root for this quarterback because I can separate the morals from the football player. And when you say, and some of your other cohorts and some of the other people calling in, I won't root for Deshaun Watson, but I'll root for the team. That's completely ridiculous. You have to root for him if you want your team to win. And as far as Mayfield, that guy was a loose cannon who wasn't getting you anywhere because he could not compete with the other AFC quarterbacks.
I don't know what to make most of it. You know, there doesn't, and again, it's only a few callers, so who knows what else it sounds like. But I would have expected there to be a little bit more of a mixed bag, and maybe there is in Cleveland that we know of, but fans ultimately care about their team winning, especially when it hasn't in a really long time.
We had some calls when I did a show on ESPN 1000 on Saturday morning, and they didn't sound like that. And maybe it's because it's a Chicago audience and, you know, people who are not Browns fans and are looking at this from like the 30,000 foot just NFL view can see it for what it is, that it is a morally conflicted choice where you have an excellent talent, but somebody who has serious allegations levied against him. You know, when you're in that vacuum of being a Cleveland fan, all you care about is winning, and it winning at what cost. So, you know, I'm not surprised that that's the tone that we heard from Cleveland fans, because those fans that you called in were diehards, and they just want to see their team win.
Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average. Call or click today. There are plenty of other dominoes here to fall now as a result of the Deshaun Watson trade. Baker Mayfield, yes, but there are a few others. And the 49ers sound like they may have an offer for Jimmy Garoppolo they should not be waiting on. Chris Carlin, Courtney Cronin on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.